Craft program with Paul Whiteman and his orchestra, Roy Boggy and Ramona, Jack Fulton, Peggy Healy, Robert Lawrence, the Rondeliers, the Rhythm Boys, the Rhythm Girls, with Dean Taylor as Master of Ceremony.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Just to celebrate repeal in our own quiet way, we're going to start you off tonight with something that has been aging in the wood for more than 10 years and is a lot better than most of the bathtub music you've been getting recently. Bambolina from Wildflower by Vincent Humans, played by Paul Whiteman and his orchestra. I've been asked by several people who admire Bob Lawrence's singing to describe the training and course of study that enabled him to sing so well. So for the particular benefit of music students, I want to outline briefly Mr. Lawrence's musical education. He grew up in New Orleans, which is very good for singing. He then took a special course at Rutgers College in petroleum technology for the sake of his lower middle voice. Then to perfect his upper register, he spent 5 years in Oklahoma building oil refineries. Feeling that he was about ready, he made his debut over station WTIC in Hartford, Connecticut, and then, greatly to Mr. Whiteman's surprise, joined the Whiteman organization. And that's how to learn to sing. And now Paul Whiteman's orchestra will give us 1 minute to one, in the course of which Bob Lawrence will demonstrate his bel canto. Thank you.
love. 1 minute more to say I love you. So much can be done in that 1 minute to love. 1 minute to spend, 1 minute sometimes means a lifetime. So don't let it end with just another goodbye. None of us, not even one of us, know what tomorrow may bring. Till all of us, the big and small of us, keep wasting hours as if they meant nothing. 1 minute to one, 1 minute more to be together. Love's dream can be spun in that 1 minute to one.
Problems connected with publishing popular songs is the necessity for printing double sets of lyrics so that they can be sung either by a man or a woman. Now, for instance, there's a number from the film Broadway Through a Keyhole that must have driven the publisher mad. If a boy and a girl sing it, it goes, "When I was the boy on the scooter and you were the girl on the bike." But if a girl and a boy sing it, then it goes, "When I was the girl on the scooter and you were the boy on the bike." And if two boys sing it, it has to go, "When I was the other boy on the scooter," and, well, you get the idea. Anyhow, Peggy Healy and Jerry Arlen are going to sing it. They will be accompanied by the Whiteman Chamber Music Ensemble, consisting of Roy Bargy at the piano, Dave Wade at the trumpet, and Patrick Andrea Del Sarto Bullitt at the subtone or subterranean clarinet. And I'm sure you'll all join me in wishing them lots of luck.
Strains of Lohengrin are ringing in the air.
There's rice on your tuxedo, confetti in my hair, my dear.
We're married now.
Make yourself at home, this is our residence.
Darling, where we'll raise some future president.
We'll make our life a song.
Let's wander back too long ago.
Now just recall that if you can, the day our dream of love began, when I was the girl on the scooter and you were the boy on the bike.
In school, my friends would make me blush when they would say we had a crush. When you were the girl on the scooter and I was the boy on the bike.
Then we went to proms and dances. Time and time I heard you say,
let's forget about romances till graduation day.
We did and found our happiness. Prayed someday we may possess
our own little boy on the scooter and her little baby girl on the bike.
time and time I heard you say,
let's forget about romances till graduation day.
Oh, we did and found our happiness, and prayed someday we may possess
our own little girl on a scooter and her little baby brother on a bike.
I heard you tell about National Cheese Week last Thursday, and I made up my mind to ask my grocer if he was observing Cheese Week. Well, it wasn't necessary. When I went to do my shopping Monday, the first thing that met my eye in the store was a marvelous display of cheese. It looked tempting, and the prices, well, they were tempting too. My family certainly did take advantage of National Cheese Week.
Now let's ask a grocer his opinion.
Everybody seemed to want cheese this week. I built a big display in the center of my store, and I've had to rebuild it 3 times. I'm glad to see people eating more cheese. It's a healthful food and a good food.
Now here's another housewife. Tell me, have you been buying cheese this week?
I should say I have. My family has always liked cheese, and we've been experimenting. We've tried several kinds we'd never eaten before. And from now on, our table will have cheese on it at every major meal.
Cheese Week does not end until Saturday. There are still 2 days in which you can take advantage of the special bargains in cheese your dealer can offer. When you go shopping tomorrow, just notice how many tempting kinds of cheese your dealer carries. This special celebration ends Saturday, but there are many kinds of delicious cheese on the market always. Serve cheese and serve the nation.
Composition by Frank Trumbar, who plays what any English professor would call a mean saxophone in the Whiteman Orchestra. Last week, we played another thing of Mr. Trumbar's, you'll remember, Bouncing Ball. The one you've just heard is called Wildcat. He's working on a new one now to be called, I believe, Angry Rattlesnake. And now we're going to hear from the Rondoliers. They're a very expensive male quartet that Mr. Whiteman acquired 3 or 4 weeks ago. I wondered how he could afford them until I discovered that he won them playing bridge. They've been hanging around here ever since, eating their heads off, and so tonight we're putting them to work in a little item called a Park in Paris. It's a very unusual number. I never heard anything like it. All right, Rondelier.
Paris, I still adore you. Paris, I'm longing for you. See the little monkey, see the little bear, see the pretty baby over there.
But he can't compare with you. No, he can't compare with you.
No, no.
See the little donkey, see the little mare, see the pretty lady over there.
But I'd rather be with you.
Yes, I'd rather be with you.
Every bird has a mate, every poodle has a date, in the park, in the ree, in the spring. Every duck, every fish seems to get his every wish, in the park, in the ree, in the spring. Those babies playing in the sunlight, so careless and free, will soon be playing in the moonlight, where no one can see. Every day there's a noise of the rattles and the toys, in the park, in the ree, in the spring. Every night there's a hush and the little roses blush, in the park, in the ree, in the spring. Each lover and his love discover nature is a wonderful thing. And they all want to be in the packing valley in the spring.
Pierre Jacques, dormez-vous.
Jolie à l'ouest, Valentine,
Valentine.
Every bench knows a lock when it's in the right spot. In the park,
in Paris, in the spring.
Voila, every car seems to stall where the dark shadows fall.
In the park,
in Paris,
in the spring.
Voila, those gendarmes always do their duty.
So nurses have found.
Mais oui, and when you're sitting with a beauty,
they're always around. People stroll hand in hand, and the scenery is grand.
In the park,
in Paris, in the spring.
Voila, there is wine in the air, and I really don't care.
In the park,
in Paris,
in the spring.
Voila, tra la 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 la.
Nature's a wonderful thing.
It's a pleasure to be in the park in Paris.
In the springtime, the springtime, the springtime.
It's a pleasure to be in the park in Paris in the spring.
Bye.
A few years ago, some fool circulated a questionnaire among a number of famous authors requesting information concerning 15 or 20 favorite this and that's. I forget what he did with it when he got it. Among the authors was the late Ring Lardner, and I've always treasured two of his answers. They were favorite sport, climbing trees, and favorite color, mulatto. Which brings me, none too gracefully, to the fact that Lew Leslie has just opened his all-colored review, Blackbirds of 1934, in New York. And that Mr. Whiteman is going to play a medley tonight of the outstanding numbers from the score. The orchestra and the Rondoliers will lead off with Tapping the Barrel. Then we shall hear I Just Couldn't Take It, Baby, with Peggy Healy not taking it. And I'm Walking the Chalk Line with Ramona. Then Jack Fulton and the Rhythm Girls will collaborate on 100 Years from Today. And we shall wind up with Your Mother's Son-in-Law with Ramona in the title role. Mr. Whiteman and the orchestra begin.
I just
couldn't take it, baby. Loving you the way I do. If it turned out I'd been given my full self a lie, had you figured out all wrong somehow, I just couldn't take it, baby. Couldn't do without you now. Some may take romance as just a song and dance, a game that they're just playing at. I just can't go gay and laugh off love that way. Can't help it, you've made me like that. Why, if I ever found that it was just a runaround, and I didn't mean a thing to you, I just couldn't take it, baby. Loving you the way I do.
I'm walking the chalk line, honey, and it's on the mark for you. Just got out my red book, and I tore it in two. I'm walking the chalk line, honey, it's on the mark for you. Each night at length I pray for strength to stroll the narrow lane. Avoid each lure, I'm so darn pure, should be wrapped in cellophane. In church every Sunday, asleep in my pew. Oh, I'm walking the chalk line, honey, towing the mark for you.
Your kisses just pass them around. You'll find my reason is logically sound. Who's gonna know that you pass them around? 100 years from today, like Rave a penthouse that fits for a queen. You're near heaven on Mother's tree. If you had millions, what would there be? 100 years from today. So laugh and sing, make love the thing. Be happy while you may.
Be happy while you may.
There's always one beneath the sun.
Who's
bound to make you feel
that way?
The moon is shining and that's a good sign. Cling to me closer and
still be mine.
Remember, darling, we won't see it shine 100 years from today.
If you will be my mother's son-in-law, ain't got to
world on fire. Just wish you'd make it sharper. You call my old man Hopper. You don't have to sing like Gladstone, and you can't tell the world I said so. Can't you see you've got to be the mother's son-in-law?
Now we're to hear an old favorite. It was written originally by a German composer many years ago and promptly forgotten. Then it was rediscovered by a Russian vaudeville company that was playing the subway circuit in Moscow. They did very well with it, and then the company in turn was discovered by Morris Guest, who brought them to America in 1922 under the imposing title of Valjev's Shovshori of Moscow, Russia. And the song not only made the company a success, but has been an American bestseller ever since. And I may say that the special made-to-measure arrangement in which Paul Whiteman is playing it doesn't do it any harm either. The Parade of the Wooden Soldiers.
Distinguished speaker who will tell you more about the aims and the purpose of Cheese Week. It is my pleasure to introduce to you Senator Capper of Kansas, who will speak to you direct from Kansas City. Senator Capper.
My friends, I'm speaking to you tonight for approximately 10 million farmers, 10 million people who live on dairy farms and who own dairy cattle, supplying more than 11 billion gallons of milk annually. Now, I believe the people of America are today in a cooperative mood. We all have our shoulders to the wheel, striving for national recovery, and are only too glad to help those groups of individuals in the deepest distress. And the farmers, let me tell you, are desperately in need of aid. Fortunately, there's an easy way we can all help them. Each year, several million gallons of milk their herds produce is made into cheese. Therefore, if we all were to eat more cheese, it would mean money in the pockets of the farmers, money which they would gladly put back into circulation again. So, during this week, National Cheese Week, we ask everyone to eat more cheese so that the dairy farmers may benefit and indirectly the whole country will benefit. The governors of many states have given their wholehearted approval to National Cheese Week because they know that in many cases, dairy farmers are actually having to give up herds of pedigree cattle which they have been years and years in assembling. The dairy industry, as well as agriculture in general, is suffering from overproduction. The producer of farm products has not had a square deal. We should encourage any program to increase consumption of his products at fair prices. I say to you, we can have no genuine prosperity in this country until farmers and stockmen are again on a prosperous basis and getting fair prices for their products. The President and the Secretary of Agriculture are supporting this National Cheese Week. And right here, let me say, I am supporting the President's recovery program, though I do not belong to his political party. It is no time for petty politics. In a crisis like this, we need a united country. We go up or we go down together. I think every patriotic American wants to see the President succeed in his efforts to get us out of the depression. Now then, my friends, it's not necessary for me to tell you anything more about cheese. You all know that it is a healthful, a nutritious food. You all like it, I know. So this week, renew your friendship with your favorite styles of cheese and make the acquaintance of other kinds. Do your share to help. Serve cheese and serve the nation. Good night.
Thank you, Senator Capper. Every word that you say as representative of the farmer is always eagerly received. And I'm sure that your talk on National Cheese Week will benefit farmers everywhere.
WEAF, New York.
The other day from a man in Wisconsin, inquiring about his favorite radio tenor and trombone player, Jack Fulton. He wanted to know what had become of Mr. Fulton's sex appeal. Said I hadn't mentioned it for weeks. Now, I want to clear up that misunderstanding. Mr. Fulton's sex appeal was never better. His title of the Mae West of the trombone has never been seriously disputed. And if recently I haven't laid much emphasis on the devastating quality of Mr. Fulton's singing, it is only because he has received so many proposals by mail that his secretaries simply cannot keep up with the task of accepting them all. So until they do catch up, we're keeping him more or less in the background. Which is why the next number, although Jack Fulton does sing in it, is heavily chaperoned by the orchestra. It is called There's an Old Spinning Wheel in the Parlor.
an old spinning wheel in the parlor, spinning dreams of the long, long ago, spinning dreams of an old-fashioned garden, and a maid with her old-fashioned bow. Sometimes it seems that I can hear her in the twilight at the organ softly singing Old Black Joe. There's an old spinning wheel in the parlor, spinning dreams of the long, long ago.
Ago, Mr. Whiteman played you a new suite called Waltzing Through the Ages, in which he gave you a sort of bird's-eye view of the whole waltz situation, beginning with the early years of the 19th century. Tonight, we are repeating that suite for three reasons. The first is that it turned out to be one of the most popular numbers ever played on these programs. The second reason is that Mr. Whiteman is going to play it tomorrow night at the Metropolitan Opera House in New York in what he calls his sixth experiment in modern music. And he wants to reassure any prospective ticket holders that some numbers on the program are going to be not experiments, but old friends. The third and real reason is that he's got to rehearse this number sometime, and he's going to be busy all day tomorrow. This being understood, we'll begin with the great-great-grandfather of all waltzes, the minuet. The one Mr. Whiteman is playing is Beethoven's famous minuet in G. Popular until the beginning of the 19th century. Then it began to fade, and the waltz gradually took its place, until by the 1850s, everybody was waltzing. The craze was helped along by the endless stream of wonderful waltz tunes that came from the Strauss family of Vienna. Here is the most famous of all these Viennese waltzes, the beautiful Blue Danube by Johann Strauss the Younger. Thank you. term are far from being the only kind that composers have written. Now we shall hear another number of the waltz family, the operatic waltz, from the Kermesse scene in the first act of Gounod's opera, Faust. Happy hunting grounds for waltzes. Perhaps the most successful of all composers of ballet was Léo Delibes, who flourished in Paris in the 80s. So our fourth offering is a waltz movement from his ballet, Naïla. Think of a waltz as having any place in the symphony. Nevertheless, they do occur. Here is one, for instance, that pretends to be something else, but is really a waltz. The second theme of the first movement of Tchaikovsky's Fifth Symphony. Composer Frédéric Chopin wrote numerous concert waltzes for his favorite instrument, the piano. Here's one that all the pianists play in concert, the famous Minute Waltz. Thank you. Vienna didn't stop turning out good waltzes when the last of the Strauss family laid down his pen. She has kept it up ever since. Here, for instance, is a famous product of the modern Viennese school, The Merry Widow Waltz by Franz Lehár. Now, we cross the ocean and hear a famous American waltz of the early 1900s, a classic example of what you might call the hurdy-gurdy school. It's one that we all know, in the good old summertime. And here's about the way it used to sound when it was played on the hand organs. Another popular American waltz, one that has become famous not only for its own sake, but as the musical trademark of a great figure in American politics. I'm so sure that you all know it that instead of naming it, I'll just ask the orchestra to play it. Come to another type of modern waltz, the kind that people sing while they're dancing to it. This one originated in London, which is why you have heard the chimes of Big Ben over the Houses of Parliament announcing that it is 3 o'clock in the morning. Suppose we conclude this musical stamp collection with a waltz that represents still another field of music, comic opera, one of the most famous and effective of its kind, My Hero from the Chocolate Soldier by Oscar Strauss. may remember my telling you some time ago about hearing a rumor to the effect that Ramona was going to sing at the Metropolitan Opera House, and how I discovered on investigation that there was a great delay because they couldn't decide whether the Metropolitan should pay Ramona or Ramona should pay the Metropolitan. Tonight, I'm happy to announce that it's settled, and Ramona is going to sing at the Metropolitan Opera House tomorrow night. Of course, to arrange this, Mr. Whiteman had to get up a concert and engage a lot of extra men for his orchestra and hire the Metropolitan Opera House. But just the same, Ramona is going to sing at the Metropolitan. And the one number that she positively will not sing at the Metropolitan tomorrow night is the one that she's going to sing and play now, Goopy Gear.
Hey there, Goopy Gear, sit yourself down over here. Time to play piano, so come on, caress that old clavier. Somewhere every night, Goopy's in that old limelight. Men surround him, women hound him. He's a musical racketeer. He'll play that old strutter's ball or any new tune at all. Someday he'll pack Carnegie Hall. He does not know the music. He cannot read the notes, but you should hear Goopy Gear. Plays piano and he plays by ear. He's just slave to music. No time, so is old. Can't help but cheer Goopy Gear. Plays piano and he plays by ear. They make a fuss over him. Does he make dough? Oh, it's no wonder he's so temperamental. He needs a longer keyboard. They're gonna build him one, no fear. You should hear Goopy Gear. Plays piano and he plays by ear. He plays a little bit of Bach and Beethoven too. Right in the middle of the Bach, he'll swing to the Rhapsody in Blue. Then for a little bit of Rachmaninoff, that's your cue. They lay off that highbrow, we'll have no more know-how, and then watch Goopy show how he can go lowbrow. Goopy Gear plays piano, plays by ear. He plays piano and he plays by ear.
On practically every one of his radio programs, Mr. Whiteman always plays what he calls a boffy number. This is also known as the sock number. This is a selection designed to stun the listener into temporary insensibility so that he won't have the presence of mind to tune out to another station. So if you'll hold on tight, Paul Whiteman and his orchestra will now play you one of their best boffy numbers. I'm Just Wild About Harry. Thank you.
you haven't seen the fine displays of cheese that grocers everywhere are offering you during National Cheese Week, see them tomorrow. See the wide assortment of cheeses your dealer is displaying in his window or in his cases. You'll be tempted by the variety and the prices. Tomorrow when you shop, take home several varieties of cheese. It will add zest to your dinner. Everyone will be a little bit happier, laughter a little louder, appetites greater. And then be ready for the flood of congratulations for your thoughtfulness in serving a cheese tray. And by serving cheese, you'll be helping the dairy farmer. This concludes tonight's Kraft program, ladies and gentlemen, brought to you each week by the makers of Kraft Phoenix Cheese, and we cordially invite you to be with us again next Thursday evening for another hour of entertainment from Paul Whiteman and his orchestra and the brilliant Whiteman Ensemble with Dean Taylor as Master of Ceremonies. Same station, same hour. Don't forget next Thursday night. This is Howard Claney saying good night.
This is the National Broadcasting Company.
WEAF, New York.